First of all, congratulations on winning, you know, your AIM award. You must be ecstatic.
Yeah, we're delighted. But really kind of philosophical about it, because it was, you know, it's a vote that was awarded by, an award that was kind of crowned by votes. And there was a lot of amazing people in our category, In the Woods, Why Not, Truck, Bearded Fury. You know, they were all amazing festivals, and they deserve it as much as we do. So, yeah.
Now, it's been a bit of the media's widely reported, year for festivals, you know, people seem like to go abroad now for festivals. What do you think made your festival a bit of a special attraction for them?
I don't know, that's a really funny question, and I think we should do it with a bit of heart, and you know, and I think it's the size, I think, is really appealing for people to go to a smaller, intimate festival now. They really belong as part of the community, and they don't feel like they're queuing up at the bar and just kind of like another number in a huge capacity. But don't get me wrong, there's some big festivals you go to be inspired by. Festival in Glastonbury, obviously. And so for us, I think it's just a little bit of heart. It's not the perfect concoction as it is. I don't think it would be right if it was. But I think we're growing anyway. I think we've got better years to come.
And how would you describe the character of your festival then?
Leafest, at heart really. I mean, everything's got a bit of heart and a personal touch. It's very, very self-deprecating. Don't take ourselves too seriously. We've got a stage named after Lee's dad, who is now the chief litter picker at the festival, and he organises the litter picking crew and stuff like that. So it's got a lot of heart and a lot of humour in it. I think also making it fun, really. I mean, we take the music side of it deadly seriously as well, but we put back bands on that people are going to enjoy. So I think fun, a bit of heart, and, you know, a bit of humour.
And do you think there were any bands in particular this year that stole the show?
I think a band called Public Service Broadcasting, who we've had one before, but this year just gone up to the next level, and we're so proud to like be able to give those guys like the stage to perform onto new people. They're doing amazing things with just the two of them, and like a really interesting sound, really great way to do music.
And where do you go? Like, what happens with the award from here between you guys? Will there be a scrap for it? You know, who will come out on top and take that back home?
Well, like the literal award,
physical property, that is the award.
The last one's gathering. The last one, I say, like we've won loads. We've only won one before. It's in our temporary office above a social club in Southeast London. At the moment, it's being used as a kind of wedge to hold up files. So, not that we'll disrespect the award, but I think we'll look after it for a while. It will come to the festival this next year. Maybe we'll share it for a little bit. Tonight it's going to get a lot of love. Maybe there'll be a competition who gets to take it home tonight.
Well, very well earned love. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks, man. Thanks very much. Cheers.